Welcome to the Shut Up and Ride podcast. Ben's dancing, Simon's laughing. We have a guest. I'm not going to introduce her yet. I think one of the reasons I laugh at the beginning of this podcast is I know the music comes on in my head that I edit in, and the podcast ages ago, Simon said it sounded like soft porn. So in my head, that's going on as I before I do the welcome to the podcast introduction.
I was thinking that the other day, Jenny, and I thought everyone would have forgotten that I said that now, but now you've reminded everyone.
Great.
It's like you can find a... You can find us on Spotify, iTunes and OnlyFans.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. We're back together. It's so exciting. I love it. I love it when we're all back together. I have to tell everyone to shut up because everyone's being so funny before we start recording. I want to save it for you wonderful listeners. Before we start, wonderful shout out to our brilliant sponsors, Charles Owen, who I love because I'm looking at Simon right now and I know that whatever he puts on his head is not going to ruin his fabulous hair. Look at that. His hair is gorgeous this morning.
It's big. It's big in the minute.
It is, but it stays big despite having hat on
it could be bigger. It could be bigger.
And our next...
As they say.
If you give it a shake.
And Ben's is looking particularly handsome from the front, but from behind, he's got Sonic Hedgehog hair today.
It's like a mullet that's not short in the front.
Okay, but you've shaved for us, so you're looking very handsome.
Yeah, I have actually shaved.
And his skin looks amazing.
Yeah,
he
looks so young.
Oh, you look so young.
Everybody should raise a newborn. It's just brilliant. It's great for your skin. It's refreshing. It
makes you look so much younger, not knackered in the slightest.
Absolutely.
Right. While we are loving bigging up Ben and his youthful good looks, despite having a newborn baby, this probably actually shows Ben how much George is doing compared to you. So shout out to George and how much we love her. And...
there's definitely a certain amount of hatred going on here from Jenny towards Ben. It's like, how can you be okay bringing a child up?
God, so fresh looking. I'm looking haggard and old. And I can't slut drop anymore because Wee comes out.
But Ben looks amazing. And he doesn't wee himself.
Can we just tell Jenny she does look amazing?
Oh, thank you. I'm going to introduce our next guest. I love her already. She's also sponsored. The reason I got to know this guest is because our wonderful sponsors, Charles Owen, built miniature hats for her dachshunds, which then took me down a wormhole of watching her videos, which made me actually laugh out loud to the point my husband was like, who the fuck are you watching? I welcome to the pod. Silly Prune sounds a bit odd. But Hannah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Now, I asked this question to all our guests, Hannah. Have you actually listened to the podcast?
I have, actually, because I had a four-hour drive as well to Aberporth with work the other day, and I just listened to your podcasts.
Excellent. So, well done. Yeah. You're doing better than most of the guests we've had
Thank
on.
You.
I applaud you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So for any of our guests, listeners listening, our guest, how would you describe yourself? You are a content creator. I would say comedian is a great way to describe you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and why you're so damn funny?
Oh my God. This is literally my worst nightmare to be asked that. Tell me about yourself. Because I just think I'm a little bit of a weirdo. I'm just a little strange weirdo that spends a lot of time in a shed on her own. I don't know how I got here, but I'm very grateful that people find me amusing enough that they want to watch me. You said, am I an influencer? And I wouldn't say I am an influencer, but I definitely am because brands send me stuff and then I'm supposed to talk about it, which I do. So I suppose I am an influencer.
Yeah, but you do talk about it in quite a funny way, like in your own unique style. So you are, I follow you on Instagram because I'm old, not Facebook because I'm not that old.
I don't have Facebook.
That just shows our age difference, doesn't it, really? Ben's big on it. Ben's big on Facebook. Watch out. and you're TikTok and YouTube and anything else that I'm missing?
No, that's it.
I'm
trying with the YouTube thing, but I don't get on with it. They're very long videos. I don't, like Simon, you just started doing them, haven't you?
Yeah.
I just don't cope with how long they have to be and the editing. I get bored.
Because I wanted to ask you about that because, like, your editing is so good. Like, And it's quick fire, and it's just timed so well. Do you do it all yourself?
Yes, I do all the editing myself, but my job is like basically editing. But I just don't cope with long videos because I find it. I watch my own long videos. I'm like, oh my god, shut up! Like, stop going on. It's enough. Like, it has to be like 2 minutes, and then people are going to get bored of me. So I find it hard to get my head around that with YouTube.
But like, and the ideas that you have for these videos, especially like, where do they come from? Because like, they're so good, and it's thinking outside the box, big time, which is amazing.
I think I've just got a really warped brain, and I have been making weird videos, not like weird, just weird videos since
not
I was
just a bit weird, not totally weird,
not too far weird. But I've been making weird videos since I was like, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, and my dad gave me a whole wad of my DVDs from when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my god, I started watching, and I was like, this is weird.
Oh no,
she's paused.
She's frozen, and we're reconnecting.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I just wanted to sing Let It Go then, the moment you said frozen.
Let it go.
Oh no!
The cold never bothered me anyway.
I can tell you two have got a history of musical theatre, can't you?
Do you want a fun frozen fact while we wait for her to unfreeze?
Hannah's frozen. The thing is, Hannah might not realise she's frozen and might just keep talking.
Elf is actually real.
Did you know that the original character...
Oh, she's gone.
The original actress who played Elphaba in Wicked in the West End went to audition for Rapunzel in Tangled for Disney, and they were so impressed with her voice that they were like, you're not doing Tangled, we're going to write you your own Disney film and your own songs. And that's where Frozen came from.
She's back!
Hey! Oh, I'm good! I didn't know if I was here or not.
No, you're back again. Oh, you're frozen back.
I could hear you all singing. I could hear you all singing Let It Go. I was like, guys, I'm here, stop!
It's because you were frozen, so we had to sing Disney songs.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for the fun fact, Ben.
What is your actual job then outside of creating funny videos?
This is such a... Right, do you know, I never know what I'm actually allowed to say here because... Right, so if it was a job title, it would be, I'm a videographer and photographer for an aerospace engineering company. I love my job.
I'm concerned now. Like, after seeing the silliness in the videos,
I don't know
and
how,
you're also in, you also work in aerospace. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yes, don't say too many bad things about that, or someone might watch this and listen to it and be like, wait a minute, why is she employed by us? But I've managed to hold it down for 10 years and it's still going strong.
How on earth do you juggle, like, a real adult job?
Do you know?
And coming up with the content?
Ben, that is, I get so stressed out. I do get stressed out because sometimes I'm like, if there's a brand that's waiting for content and I'm like, oh, shit, like I've got to go to work today. And then sometimes I stay late at work and, you know, in the winter, then it's dark. You're like, oh, shit, I've only got Saturday and Sunday to make anything. And then there's the pressure. So I do get stressed, but I love my job. It's actually ridiculous because it's a proper adult job.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I thought your videos were brilliant is when you drew a cock on a horse with a clippers.
I thought, is this one a bit too far? Fuck it.
What do the people at work, what do they think about what you're doing?
Oh, they're really supportive. There are a few people that aren't, but it's just because they're worried probably about being associated with me because it's like a serious company. But most people are really good about it and they're really nice.
You enjoy the difference of it.
Absolutely.
So, like, you've got your job where you need to be serious, and then this other job where you can just be the most ridiculous version of yourself.
Yeah. I can basically, like, be schizophrenic. It's amazing. Is that amazing? I don't know if it is. Sorry.
It's amazing. So, which would be, like, your favourite video that you've done? Like, what's the one that you've got the most satisfaction out of?
My favourite video, because it was one of my very early day videos, was the one about picking horse dumps up. And it was a bit... I thought, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. And when it got bigger, I got a lot of hate for it. But while it was, like, still small and it was just going around, like, horsey communities, it was very well received and ended up in a lot of Facebook groups about me picking up a dump off the road. Like, it's totally ridiculous. I had like a bin bag and a massive fork, and I got this girl. I was like, you need to have a friend that follows you around with a mounting block for your 3-mile ride just in case you need to get on and off again. I was just basically ripping the shit out of people asking us to pick up turds. But I do appreciate how annoying it is as well.
So what kind of abuse did you get for that? Like people who don't like horses shitting on the road?
Yeah. Like people saying you should pick up your horse shit. It's really disgusting. It's dangerous. But it's not dangerous. It's a pile of hot grass. So exactly. I totally disagree.
I love it. Oh my God, you're just so up my street. Because I always say to people when I'm filming or we're stressing out and something's about to go live or something goes wrong, I'm like, we're talking about herbivores jumping sticks, guys. We're not curing cancer. Let's take a second. So picking up piles of hot grass is something I'm now going to use.
Pick it onto the verge.
Or pick it up and put it on your flowers. We're actually giving you free fertiliser.
Exactly. They need us.
And then one of your videos you did the other day. Now, can I be right in saying that, because you don't look like you have a massive yard, acreage, posh stabling. It does what we see what you are, and you're kind of doing it
absolutely
as it is, out in the rain, getting shat on.
It's like, awful.
Fighting. There is moments where I watch your videos and you kind of surmise what it is to be a horse owner. Do you think that's one of the reasons people really relate to you?
I'd like to think so. Certainly people on a DIY livery yard probably relate to it. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had the money to put him in a proper livery yard, I would. But I don't. And so I'm proper basic bitch. But I'm surviving. And without my social media channels, I don't know if I would have coped as well as I do. Because when something goes wrong, I'm like, just record it. Make it weird. It'll be fine. And then it's fine. But I think if I was on my own down there in the pouring rain, in the pitch dark with no mains electric, terrified that I'm going to get murdered in my own stable, it's very different. It's stressful in the winter. I hate it.
The thing is now, though, like, if you suddenly decided to move your horse to a really nice livery yard or you got somewhere really posh to have that, it just wouldn't be the same anymore.
And like, yeah, you're right, actually, Simon.
The content just wouldn't be as good. It'd be like, I don't know.
There wouldn't be content. I'd be eaten alive. Can you imagine me on a livery yard? Cutting about on a unicycle. Like, can you not do that? You're scaring all the other horses.
And the unicycle is hilarious, by the way. I have been with my husband. There is a point to this. I've been with my husband now 12 years. I think we've been married 10 years this year. And we've moved house several times. And every fucking time we move, we have to take a unicycle with us. Hey? Because he owns a unicycle. I've never seen him ride the unicycle. It's got a flat tire. But he's like, one day, Jenny, I'm going to ride that unicycle. I can ride it and I will ride it. And I've had to lug this bloody thing. And every time I see you on it, I get a bit of PTSD. I'm like, I hate unicycles. I've had to pack this thing. It's in Canada.
I'm sorry.
We've bought it to bloody Canada and he's never bloody ridden it.
So he doesn't know how to ride the unicycle, but he carries it round.
Apparently he does know how to ride it, but ever since I've been with him for 12 years, it's had a flat tire. So I have no evidence.
That's no excuse, Jenny. That's no excuse. I rode mine with a flat tire. Tell him to pull himself together and get on the bloody unicycle.
Well, he actually listens to this podcast, Hannah, so you can send him a private unicycle message if you like.
Okay. Would you like me to do it now?
Yeah, his name's Gregor. What? Send him a message.
Gregor, get a grip. Get on the unicycle. It doesn't matter if it's got a flat tire. The end.
Or sell it.
As midlife crises go, it's not a bad one, really. It could have been a motorbike or a sports car.
And if you do it, Gregor, we will be very, very supportive of you because you're a legend.
He does want a motorbike. When I first met him, I was like, I love you too much. You're not allowed to have a motorbike. Now I've got my children out of him. I'm like, you're insured. Go for it. Knock yourself out.
Here's a life insurance and a motorbike that's far too powerful for you. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I should encourage the unicycle on the main road. Anyway, sorry, we digress. And tell us about your horse, because I'd not watched many videos of you actually riding him. They're normally of him breaking into things that you're trying to influence people by wearing or doing, which just has me in stitches. But I saw you riding him the other day and he's quite spicy. Tell us, I love him.
Do you know, it's funny you say, when I did that, I did a demo thing with Freddie Steele at the NEC, and when he was on the microphone, he totally humiliated me in front of everyone, but at the same time, I was like, that's a fair point. He said, and this is Silly Prune, who has somehow become an influencer without even riding a horse. And I was like, that's a really fair point. I was like, I don't have anything of me riding him. It's just me, like, in a dusty old shed, stood with a horse, but I'm too scared for people to eat me alive in my riding because I don't know what I'm doing. But he won't get me off. And we're very myself and Brax, we're meant to be, because he is, he's actually awful. When I bought him, the lady said to me, please don't ride him on your own to start with. He's like, he's really naughty. And I was like, okay, but I'm really heavy-handed. So we work really well together because he doesn't listen and I just fight with him. And that's it. You guys, like Simon and Ben, they're probably like, what are you talking about? You can train this horse, but I can't to lessons, right? And every time I went to a lesson, they were like, okay, Hannah, if you could just stand in the corner while everyone else has a go. I was that person and I started just feeling... I just dreaded going to lesson. I was like, oh, sod this. We'll just ride really fast in a straight line and we enjoy it.
That is brilliant. Do you think that's, again, a little bit why people like you? Because there is a whole part of the horse world. And I think that's what a lot of the time we're kind of trying to do with this podcast is, Simon is this international event rider, man of mystery and like gorgeous human extraordinaire. Ooh. But actually he's a real human as well. And then Ben, Liberty trainer, gallops around looking like Mr. Untouchable. But actually, I think when people listen to us on the pod, they realise normal human horsey people.
You're very down-to-earth people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
I only get away with it because no one knows enough about Liberty yet to see when I go wrong or when I'm doing things badly.
But you cover it out well, Ben. You cover it out well.
When I watched your videos, I was like, he's like, do you remember that? What's his name? Yuri... the man that could bend spoons with his mind.
Oh, yeah.
You're like him, but you bend horses with your mind. I don't know how you're doing it. Yuri Greg Meller.
I'm gonna cut that out. That's the best testimonial I've ever got in my life. You bend horses with your mind. I really want to ask, how did you get started doing this? Because I know that my social media, both my Instagram and my Facebook, only got started because I had a really crap old iPhone that had no storage. And so I wanted to still have the pictures, but I needed more storage on my phone. So my videos and pictures, I started uploading to Facebook and Instagram so I could delete them off my phone.
Stop, are you joking?
No, 100%. That's the only reason I have social media. that literally how it started. I couldn't afford a new phone that had more memory, but I could make a Facebook and an Instagram for free. And that's how I stored my pictures and images. So I'm interested, like, and then, and like you say, then you gain traction and you're like, oh, this is a thing. This is a, I could do a thing. What's that story look like for you?
Oh, golly. It was an accident, like most things in my life. I was just bored and someone said, you should download this app, TikTok. Because I was just sat at home not doing anything like everyone else during lockdown. And I just started making really stupid videos, like, I was following all the trends where you got in and out of the washing machine and stuff. I was just, then it was weird. I look back at them now, I'm like, oh my God, we need to delete some of these old videos because it's tragic. But then I made one of the horses. I went to bed and I woke up in the morning and I had 10,000 followers. And I was like, the fuck? I was like, what do I do now? I was like, is this my thing? Do I make horse videos? I was like, I don't think I'm going to fit in though, because I don't do enough. That's what I was concerned about, because I thought I could probably make a few videos here. But I'm not going to be able to make enough to like keep it going. But God knows what's happened, but it's kept going. It's been all right.
I mean, it's amazing. You have done so well. You've done so well.
Thanks, Simon.
When you do, I love your the Charles Owen ones that you've done. Mm-hmm. Like when you had that really beautiful helmet, the white one, isn't it? Like when you started doing that, did you know that that's what was coming?
No, what they said to me, there's something special coming for you. And I was like, okay, cool. So
it's like, because I loved how you're like throwing the box or dropping the box. And like, oh, I hope it's nothing valuable.
They know what they're going to get now.
Like, oh, whoops.
I'm so lucky. Like Charles Owen, can you imagine, like 2 years ago, if Charles Owen contacted me, I'd just be like, oh my God. So when they contacted me, I was like, this is amazing. And I have to try and stay in the mindset that I just have to be myself and not worry, because they knew what they were getting into when they contacted me. So I have to try and remember. It's fine. Yeah. There's so many times.
It's just like
it's the same with us.
Marketing gold. It's marketing gold for them. Like people love it. I mean, okay. I literally wet myself. And the one with the with them. your with your with your two Dachshunds. Like, that was just, I think that's probably the first video I saw of yours, actually. And I was just like, this is just as golden. It's amazing.
Well, we love got it. Sent, I don't know if you'd even seen it, because Charles Owen were coming on board with us. And Dave from Charles Owen and Jade, we just absolutely, they're just brilliant humans.
Love them.
And we got sent a picture of your hats for your Dachshund before you got them. And we were told it was top secret. So we, and that's how we heard about you, because Dave told us about you. And he was like, you've got to get this. She's really funny. You've got to meet this girl. And we're sending her these. And he was like, top secret, don't share. But these are dog helmets. And so then when we, he then sent us your video. So he told us about you, which is just like, that is just typical. Yeah. But we knew about them before you, which I think is hilarious. But your That's reaction crazy. To those was brilliant. If anyone hasn't seen that video, go back and watch it.
You've got to go and see it. It's just comedy gold. It is comedy gold. It's brilliant.
I genuinely didn't know what they were sending me. And they just put a note in there to say, make sure the dogs are with you. And I thought, well, it could only be helmets for the dogs. And I thought, no, why would they make a helmet for the dog? And how would they know how big their noggins are? And then they even had a picture of like how to put it on a sausage dog. So they must have one in their office. I was like, this is just incredible. But they've just taken it upon themselves. They put the names, it was colour. They are genuinely like actual helmets. They've spared nothing on them.
Well, it's like, have you seen Ben got made a helmet by them for his performances? When's that getting an outing, Ben? That's what we need to know.
Well, I need to get out and about this summer first. Yes. But yeah, I will be in my tri-corner hat pirate helmet at some point.
Oh, wow, I haven't seen it, Ben. What does it
is incredible.
Our Instagram, it is amazing. There's a video of him receiving it on our Instagram. It is.
We ran a competition. A very, very happy boy. He was a very happy boy.
We ran a competition with our lovely listeners for someone to design a helmet for Ben. And the result is quite spectacular.
We got some really, really funny ones as well.
Basically, we got hundreds of suggestions to make my head look at various different points of male genitalia. And then just this. Basically, this was probably the only design that was sent in that wasn't, like, X-rated, I'm going to guess. Yeah.
No, there was...
Oh, my God.
I'm now showing Hannah one of the pictures that got sent in. I don't think, Ben, you've seen this either.
I don't think I've seen that.
That was one of the competition entries.
Did Jay send that in?
Basically, it's a picture of a smiley face with someone's penis on the top of it. Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of our entries. That's kind of summing up some of our listeners there, Anna. I feel like our audiences are massively going to overlap, though.
I found my people.
So just going to take a quick pause in this podcast to give a huge shout out to Equestrian Bands, our wonderful advertisers. We've spoken about them so much before. By now, you should know how amazing these game-changeable, wearable therapy bands for horses, and for humans, by the way, because I've been wearing one, that help improve circulation, recovery, overall performance. They're non-invasive. You can stick them on your horses. You can get collars for your dogs. I love them. But I've started wearing them on me. I got, Matt sent me one, and I'm not joking, I'm starting to sleep better. But enough of me. Simon, you are loving the bands, right?
Yeah, no, loving the bands. I've got an older horse that is competing, and he has had an injury in the past, and I put the bands on, and it just makes a massive difference to him. The leg feels so much better as a result of having the bands on, genuinely. And so I think they are making a really big difference to him, which is fantastic.
And it even converted Amanda, didn't it? The lovely Amanda who works for you. It absolutely did.
And Amanda, who works for me, or helps me, is very difficult to persuade on things like that. And she is really amazed by them. So, yeah, good skills.
Ben's smiling. Ben's like, I want to talk now. I want to talk. I want to tell you about how much I love the bands. I love them.
Yeah, if it stands still on my yard now, it's got bands on. I've gone bands crazy. On everything. So I started with one pair and then I've just gone crazy. Like for everything. Like I've got one of my older boys. He has, like, he was a weaver when we got him in his stable. And so he's completely got, like, you know, he gets arthritis and stuff in his coughing joints from weaving before we got him. And just putting the bands on, it's just massive difference in his work and his enthusiasm for work and just how he's moving and everything. Then I've got them on my rehab horse, on my horse Mojo. Anyone who follows me on socials know Mojo has been out and had surgery. And literally within 2 or 3 days of having the bands on, swelling's gone down in the leg as he's healing. He's, you know, sounder and fitter and again, well in himself. And then we've got a couple of big heavy draft horses that we use for the film work, for carriage pulling and stuff. And especially in this time of year when they're not out 24/7, they can get swellings up, you know, in their legs and in their sheaths and stuff, the way those older horses do. And we just pop the bands on the back legs and the swelling's gone right down. I am a full convert. I've even, like you were saying, Jenny, on humans, that even on my wife as she's healing from her C-section. So yeah, they're if it stands still in our home now, it's got streams on.
Well, because we love our wonderful listeners as well, we got the team at Extremes to give us a discount code so you guys can enjoy them as well. So make sure you go and check them out and put SHUTUP10 in the offer bit at the checkout. But honestly, we love them and I'm sure you guys will too. So with one of the things we talk about a lot on this podcast is the dark side of social media, especially when it comes to kind of when something goes wrong in the horse world and people take to the keyboard to share their views, whether it be wanted or not. While you were frozen then for a second, I asked Simon how much of the dark side of social media he gets, and then Ben gets a bit as well. So I'm going to start with the boys. What is your experience now, especially, but now Simon's an influencer.
I'm not an influencer.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. I did actually watch one of your YouTube videos as well the other day, Simon.
I tend to say hi, team, actually. It's not hi,
team.
Guys. Especially after I got told that I was derogatory to women, I thought I'd better make sure that it's very generic.
Okay, so is that because you say hi guys that people think
I had a lesson on a YouTube video, and I was teaching a lady called Sally who's she's 63 and she's amazing. Like, she's amazing, really, really good jockey. And anyway, I said good girl to her numerous times through the lesson, which I do. That was really bad.
What? Oh, that's it?
Like, that was it, yeah. I said, good girl. And they're like, oh, that's derogatory to women. She's a woman. She's not a girl. And, or she's a lady. And I was like, oh, God. Okay.
So I got a message on my Instagram with someone, a couple of people actually in different ways, but someone saying they don't like classes being called the ladies hunter class or show jumping's being called the ladies. And I think they were expecting me to agree with them because I'm a feminist, but I'm a feminist. I want equal pay. I still want someone to hold a door open to me. Can I still be a feminist? But I was like, no, I feel it's like a sign of respect. And I don't know. So I kind of like the fact that I like being like the word lady or girl. Being a woman is fucking tough. And I don't want to be like put under the banner of being the same as everyone else. I like someone calling us a lady and making
it sound
a bit...
But it's not even that though, Jenny. Like, I call the people that work for me, I call them my girls or girls.
Yeah.
And people don't like that either. Because
I like that. I'd love it if you called me your girl.
Because they're women, not girls. I don't know where the cutoff is, but...
It's endearing, and people that know you, I feel like that's people that have come onto one video and they don't know you at all and they don't know your character.
I agree.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. And also they're people that you work with every day. So you're going to be a bit more colloquial with your language and stuff, aren't you? You're a lot more familiar. Like, you're going to have nicknames and pet names and like, so it's a completely different. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot better than me going, oh, the bitches are just getting the horses ready.
You know, that's not going to work, is it?
Leg on, you little bit. No.
Anyone who does know you knows Amanda and knows if Amanda doesn't like something, Simon, she is going to tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, she would. And her mother would as well, Maggie.
Yes, exactly. Maggie is not going to put up with any shit. So I
absolutely
think...
not.
Yeah, I think that's where you have to just go, you don't know me, you don't know my girls, you don't know my life, so I'm just going to brush it away, but thank you for your comments. Do you ever reply if someone's mean?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Yeah.
Well, I just don't see any point, to be honest. Like, they've obviously got that opinion, and I'm probably not going to change it. So, like, if I message back saying, oh, but they don't mind at all, in fact, they quite like being called that, then they'd come back with an argument about something else. So I just think, that what's the point?
Or people are looking for a fight, do you think?
Possibly, yeah. I had another one say, message me saying that what I was doing was just slavery for horses. Yeah. I really hope not. I kind of hope that they really enjoy what they're doing and they go in the field a lot and they have a nice time. At least I hope they do.
What is this on? Is this on YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. Katya's like, are you all not blind? Can you not see that this is slavery for horses? And I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, so Ben, you open yourself up. I think you've got a huge following. What's the kind of social media slags you get?
Oh, it goes up and down.
It
kind of comes in waves. Like, every so often...
Sorry about all the posts about you don't take your top off enough. That was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's you. No, like the worst it's ever gotten is I can't even remember what I did. There was a point like years ago, I think it was in like 2018, where I'd done something. I can't even remember what I did. But like so many people got angry at me. And then it got like, do you know when it gets shared on like all those different places online where it can be? And then I was getting like, I've had death threats. I've had like,
God,
you should kill yourself. The world would be a better place if you weren't. Like, yeah, all of those things. But then like, for me, when it's that extreme, I'm just like, who are you? What goes on in your head with it? I've had people... go as far as I've had people who've had an issue with what we do and try and contact events, give me abuse on socials. So so I view my social media. My social media is my shop, really, isn't it? So if you come into my shop and you're slagging everything else off that's in the shop, you're not going to buy anything, are you? So I just block and delete most of the time.
You don't need to win these people over, no.
Well, yeah, and they're not going to buy any. They're not going to They're not going to sign up to my online platform. They're not going to buy a ticket to an event or pay for a lesson. They're just going to put other people off. So they may as well.
That's exactly what I do. I block them too. That's exactly what I do. If I get a bad comment, I just block. Okay, you need to be out of my life.
But then what I would say is these days, and I am, this is a bit of a confession.
Oh.
If I'm honest. Because at school, I was that horrible little asshole.
No. What the hell, Ben?
Who would, like...
Oh, my God.
Let a teacher get on a rant and then me see where it was going and then be like, given enough rope, and snap, there's the trap. Now you look a dick. And so sometimes someone will leave a really sarcastic, bitchy comment and I'll have a reply... And I will put it, so I'll never reply if it's a message, but if it's in the comments, then sometimes I'll give my little like, reply, and then I will ghost it and let my fans just tear the person to pieces. Because after my fans have seen that I've gone in and been like, example.
Yeah, we're behind Ben, woof.
Well, like I posted a video that I said was, this is the first time I've ever asked Sablo to do a passage at Liberty on a 20-meter circle away from me. And it wasn't perfect, but it was pretty blooming good. And so this woman left me like a small novel in the comments about all the reasons why his passage was terrible and why it was crap. So all I did was I screenshot my own post, highlighted where I said, this is the first time he's done it and I know there's room for improvement, and then commented that below her comment.
Oh, well done.
And then just left it. And then the others... So then, like, I'm not being mean, and then my other fans will be mean. And I have a friend, actually, also. This is really confessions. I have a friend who I'm not going to name because then people will know who they are. But I have a friend who isn't an influencer and isn't well known at all. They're just a person in the world. And if someone's giving me a hard time, I'll message them and be like, do you mind getting your mates together and rallying around and just sort of like giving this person some grief in this comments thread? And they're like, don't you worry, troops are going in. And they're just like,
that is so cool. Be lethal. Let's try that.
So I just turn it into a bit of a game.
Can I make a confession?
Oh, yeah. More confessions. This is fantastic.
More confessions. Well, no, because I saw one of your posts, Ben, where someone's taken a photo of you. I think it's George from the window. I think you're going to know which one it is.
But I'm back in that call on my phone.
Yes, on your phone. And I was like, oh, Ben, like, I'm good. And he's on a bloody, without a hat, on a 3-year-old, or is it 4, Hugo? It was Hugo, wasn't it?
Yeah, is that, I'm on Hugo.
That's no the hat, on a phone, texting, it's no bridal reins, anything. And I was just like, oh.
He's in a rope halter, and yes. I did have 2 lead ropes, so technically I had reins. And it was the 5th time I'd ridden him.
Yes.
So it was so fine.
Did you get any shit for that?
No, I don't get shit for that. I don't
How
get
funny.
Shit for that.
I would have like, thought that would be like a bombarding of shit. Maybe I should just give you shit for that. Please don't post that on there.
No, I get, I, my shit's all like animal abuse based.
I got one the other day where, I don't know, maybe I should reply to this or not, but I got one, well, last week, somebody put, stop looking at yourself when you're filming because you're not looking into the lens. It doesn't work for me and is really annoying or something like that. And I was like, well, if it doesn't work for you, then fuck off. But do I put that or do I just ignore?
Well, I think you've got a reputation for being lovely, Simon. So we don't want people to know the real you. Let's keep up the facade for a bit longer.
But like, or get Ben's mate to go and comment on it for you.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Hannah? What is the kind of stuff that you... Is there a consistency to the abuse or are they just random?
No. Do you know what? I feel like mine's going to be boring because I don't really get hit. I feel like because I rip myself enough, people are like, oh,
hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves me.
I spoke to you and it was your birthday and you were like, oh, it's my, and someone was like, no one cares, it's your birthday, Hannah.
When? Who put that? Was it you?
No, you. I remember it was your birthday, I think, and we were having a chat, and you said someone had just said to you, "No one cares, it's your birthday."
When I post stuff about don't feed horses and stuff, that's when I get hate because like the people that don't understand why I don't want them to feed a random horse on a footpath are like, "Right, that's it. We're gonna pretend that we're gonna kill a horse." That's what I get. I get people saying, "Well, I'm gonna put a paracetamol into a tablet and into your apple and feed it to your horse." I'm like, "Okay, cool. Like, what? Why would you do that?" And I don't know how to respond to people like that, so that's when I just block them. I don't have a mate like Ben that can go... But it's when the videos go, like, quite big, that's when you get the strange people, I feel, that they're just not making sense of anything. They just want to write hate. But I don't feel like...
To be fair, though, do you not find that, like, even higher than 95%, like, 99% of stuff is really positive and lovely people and people, like, sending really nice messages. Yeah. Like, the stuff that I see that you get, like, people comment on your videos and things, Hannah, it's all, like, it's all positive and they love it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not going to say that now, though, because Ben's going to go, everyone loves me. I'm not saying that.
I'm gonna get my mates that defend me anonymously to go and give Hannah a load of hate.
If I get hate, I know who's done it. You little worm. So for you, Simon, when I slid into Simon's DMs, I like called. Didn't I call you a slag and a national treasure all at once?
Yes, you did, which is so nice.
Oh, Simon,
that was
you
so nice.
That basically sums up Simon so well, Hannah. I love it.
A slag and a national treasure. Could be Simon, could be Judy Dench, who knows?
And it's also going to be the title of this podcast.
Jenny's writing it down.
I literally am writing it down. That's the best line I've ever heard. And a national, how do you spell treasure? Treasure,
eh? You should name, if you ever breed an Aventer, that's what you should call it. Slag treasure.
Slaggy treasure.
Slaggy treasure.
Oh my God.
Looking at stallions purely on the first letter S. No, it needs to be an S. I need this. I need slaggy treasure.
Slaggy treasure.
National Treasure's quite a good name for a horse as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that must have been used loads, though.
Oh, yeah,
I've actually now decided if I ever get fabulously rich, I need to get a sire of sire's stallion to work slag into its name so that then that can become... Because, you know, then it would be like, Slaggy Treasure, sire of such a slag. Like, bread the dam, like, dirty slag.
Saturday well, slag.
If you're out there and you breed really posh horses that other people are going to breed from, please work slag into a name. Get it out there.
Yeah, like I'm riding horses for a syndicate. It's called the Best Syndicate, and all their horses are the prefix is best. So Best Slag.
Best Slag. Slag.
Simon Grieve, Best Slag.
Best Slag. My dad, when dad was jumping, he used to jump a horse called Floppy Disc for someone else. Floppy Disc. You can see where this is going, can't you? And he rode into the ring one day and they were like, and this is Mark Atkinson riding Miles Middlebrook's Floppy Dick.
That's absolutely brilliant.
So obviously we've established that you don't have lessons and that you are definitely someone who rides for fun.
Yes. Everyone loves you.
And everyone loves you.
Thanks,
are
Ben.
You, would you... And you are definitely coming back on this podcast. I think that if we ever need a guest host, Hannah is the person that's going to be our guest host. I think this
absolutely.
Is... Absolutely. Yes, we are signing
you up. Brilliant. Sign me up.
I think when it's Carl Hester or someone, like one of our really big guests, we're going to get you in.
Oh,
have
no,
you seen
don't,
my video I'm... when I clipped a cock into the side of a horse?
We should do it. We need to do it at a live event and tell her that it's her with us on stage.
Yeah, come on the road. Come on the road show.
And yes. Then us... not go on stage. Just leave Hannah on stage with, like, the chairman of the FEI.
And her unicycle.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll be like, so what hole do you have your stirrups on? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just unicycling around, throwing carrots at the crowd. What is there a discipline that you do watch or follow, or are you like? Is there any bit of aspects of the horse world that you kind of love, or is it just general? Like, would you have known who Simon was if he wasn't big on social media? Would you follow eventing?
No offense, Simon, but I wouldn't have a bloody clue. I genuinely don't have a clue what's going on in the horse world. I feel so uncomfortable even when I get close to trying to figure it out that I just retract because I'm like, I'm scared of looking like an idiot. So I'm just like, let's just keep it basic here because you're never going to fit in.
Do you know what though? I love that because that is how I felt. I just managed to find
really?
A way to like make a job out of it. But I go to all these events. I'm like, oh fuck, I don't fit in here. I've been riding stolen cobs for years. But honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why like your popularity is so huge because a lot of people don't follow the sport and it's why a lot of the top media outlets don't do as well as they could do because people want to just love their horses and have fun with their horses and don't necessarily want to follow the competition side of it or who the riders are. And that's fine as well. We can all live under the same happy horse-loving umbrella. I don't think there should be so much snobbery around it. And it is terrifying at the top.
It is. It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intimidating.
And you should just be able to have fun with yours.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's a sort of stigma against it almost. Like I have felt a bit like I've been to events before and thought, oh God, like just don't open your mouth because you're going to look like an idiot. So I just stay quiet and I completely like confine my personality because I'm just scared to look like an idiot. So I just like even come on this podcast, I was scared because I was like, what if I just come out with something ridiculous, which we all knew was going to happen anyway.
That would be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped us making a success of this podcast because stuff comes out of our mouths we regret massively on a moment by moment basis. Ben's looking confused. Are you drunk or confused, Ben?
How come when Hannah says, I don't follow the sport and know who the people are, you're like, yeah, that's empowering. You just enjoy being with your horse. Whereas when you're like, Ben, are you aware of this person who's won 5 gold medals that's coming on our podcast? And I'm like, no, I've not heard of them.
Absolutely
but
no idea.
That's not fine. So when I don't follow the sport, that's an issue. But when other people don't follow the sport, it's empowering because they're enjoying their horse.
It's a good point, Ben, well made.
It's your growth, Jenny. That's what it is. It's your growth.
Hello. On this podcast, Hannah, we have a tradition. I'm going to end with you, I think, because I think yours could be quite good. What's annoyed you this week or just in general? Can I start with mine? Because I need to get it off my chest. Go on, Jenny.
Is it Gregor?
It's not Gregor this week. Although, did he annoy me? Yeah,
and
probably.
Flat tire.
And his, yeah. So, Meghan Markle, it's been winding me up. Not Meghan Markle herself. I'm sure she's a very nice person. I don't know anything about her, but Netflix. Do you guys have her new Netflix show over there?
What's that?
I don't know.
She's got a new show out on Netflix, which is about like her creating a home and like cooking and cleaning and all of this and like baking. And I went to watch it. It's genuinely part of my life. I'm never getting back again. But she does this thing where she's like, it starts off on the first episode where she's creating like stuff because she's got a guest coming to stay. So she's making a hamper of like lavender and stuff for beside their bed. And she takes some pretzels out of one bag and puts them into a clear bag and puts a label on it and puts them in the hamper. Who in their fucking wisdom on Netflix or who was producing this thought, do you know what? Let's let her do this. Because first of all, there's no environmental issues with the plastic. And secondly, she doesn't look like a twat. And let's let her do this because no one's going to take the mick out of her for it. And then she starts to make a pasta. Like she's meant to be like a mum and like cooking for her kids and all of this. And she's wearing a white outfit and she's making a red spaghetti bolognese type thing. Who in their right mind thought, do you know what? No one's going to slag her for this. That's a great outfit to wear, Meghan. You go for it with her hair down.
They wanted her to suffer.
I think so. I just cannot believe that no one in the production company went, not a great idea, Meghan. Your father-in-law is a massive advocate for getting rid of plastic and environmental issues. Let's maybe ditch the plastic idea of putting something else from one bag into another.
What you're saying is you wanted Meghan in sweatpants that are on their like fifth day, greasy, messy bun. Meghan sat, you know, in a dressing gown, smoking a rollie in the doorstep at the start of the thing, like getting a takeaway, you know.
Fucking what up?
Yes.
If I married a prince and had to make my own hampers, I would be disappointed. I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But she starts to put a fruit platter together and says this is one of her favourite things to cook. Like, how did no one? Yes. Like, how did no one think in the production crew? Like, I feel like someone's there going, this is how to set her up. Let's make the public hate. Like, it has been absolutely torn apart over here. Like, torn apart. The poor woman.
But that's going to make people watch it. Like, so it makes the money.
Oh, my God. And it just really wound me up. And it's been bugging me. I was like, I need to talk about this on the podcast. Because, again, I think it's annoyed me as much as Ben has found parenting easy, actually. This is Ben is the Meghan Markle of the parenting world as well.
That's why he's growing his hair out. You're so pretty now, Ben.
I think you need to have George on at some point to get the other side of this, probably.
No, but actually, that's also one of the other things that's annoyed me. I annoyed myself listening back to the edit because I was saying, oh, you wait. And I hate that when you're talking about parenting, because actually, I do hope you have an easy time of it when I move away from the funny trying to be funny and taking the piss out of you. And actually, every stage is different. And I hope
Jenny, I think that's a bit of a porky. I think you actually do want him to suffer a little bit.
I want Wilde to wee in his mouth. I'm not going
to
lie.
You want him to suffer a bit. Yeah, you know, to make yourself feel a bit better.
Yeah, but I do hate it when people go, oh, just you wait till they're crawling. Oh, just you wait till they're doing this. That really wound me up because I actually was like, oh, no, this is all right, actually. It's now they're talking back. That's just you wait.
I'm more worried for, like, the sort of 16 to 21 time
bracket.
Yeah,
that's what I would worry about. Not that I know any kids.
Because I was a nice...
That bit would scare me as well. Starting driving and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was a nice child. I was a really nice child. And then by the time I was like 15, I'd be like, Mum, can I go to the park to play football with my friends on Thursday night? And then you'd turn up on like Monday morning, having like gone out, you know, like hiding bin bags full of going out clothes in the bottom of ditches and hedges so that you could like, so then you could, like, sneak out your bedroom in the middle of the night and then, like, grab your clothes and go out and get changed and, like, yeah.
Yeah, I used to take my dog for a walk and go to the woods and find my hidden packets of cigarettes and smoke.
Jesus, I've lived a sheltered life. Well, I was still making weird videos back then. That's what I was doing.
You're still
I've never even been drunk. I'm not even joking.
What?
You don't drink?
No. It scares me.
You don't drink at all?
I don't want to lose control. I need to be, like, in control and drive my car home at the end of the night.
I don't feel like you need
to
drink.
I don't think you should drink and drive. I think you cannot drive after drinking. It's not like a prerequisite. Oh, we've had a drink. Driving's a good idea. I worry about you driving sober, to be honest, Hannah, seeing some of your videos.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
I think
that's a sensible... But you don't drink at all?
No, well, I said I don't drink at all. And before I came on here, I was on the phone to Freddie. And I went, oh, I need some red wine to put in my pasta. And he went, oh, you lied to me. You said you don't drink. I was like, yeah, I'm not drinking the pasta sauce, though, you bloody idiot. I'm cooking it. It will cook off. But no, I don't go out and drink. I'll like have a glass of wine at Christmas.
I love it.
I've done two beers while we record this podcast.
That's just so you can put up with me, Ben. That's fine. I've just got one more question for Ben on that note, not the drinking note. Would you make Wilde wear a hat when he's older? Riding.
Kid, yeah.
What age would you be like, oh, you can make your own decision?
I don't know. I'll cross that when I come to it. I'm not ready for that conversation.
It's interesting though, isn't it? I'm looking forward to seeing how you are with Wilde.
My dad used to have to wear a hat and back protector at all times on the yard so that I would, as a kid.
I make my kids wear a hat the moment they get out of the car. Because I saw a Casualty episode when a kid got kicked in the head, and because they're head height when they get kicked, it is a 2-second flash and they're dead. And it's fucking hard work making humans. It's whole 10 months of hell. So I'm like, oh, I know I'm going to protect. I'm more worried about them being kicked on the yard, so I would be more likely to make them wear a hat walking around the yard than I would just throwing them on bareback and walking them round, because I think a kick to the head is like boom, done.
I think it's the reason I struggle with it isn't because, just to make things clear, like obviously my logical adult brain is like, yes, of course, child should wear a hat, teenager should wear a hat, adult should wear a hat, but it's not like I can erase the evidence that his dad hasn't from the internet, or that, and it is an awkward, I don't know, we'll figure it out. I'll keep him in, I'll get him to wear a hat. Like, I'll wear a hat a lot more as well, won't I, when I'm around him and stuff,
whilst you're on your phone with a four-year-old. I'm not gonna leave that one.
It's a good four-year-old though. Just
he
saying.
Is amazing. All right, we'll go with who wants to go next and what's annoyed them this week, if you've got one.
Go on, Ben.
Me, what's annoyed me this week? I don't know, really. I had a really good one last time, didn't I? I had a proper rant.
Yeah, it
was a
proper rant. You
did have a full-on rant.
I don't know what's annoyed me this week, really. Nothing, really.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. That's
I've
quite
had
nice.
Quite a zen...
Is this why you look so youthful and handsome this week?
It probably is. I don't look haggard and worn out and and destroyed. No, I think if anything, I was going to say anything annoys me, has annoyed me this week. It's that kind of... the relentlessness of life.
Yeah. Christ, you want to enjoy it, but it's relentless.
Yeah, like trying to enjoy it. Like, I love everything that I do. I love the podcast. I love BAM. I love, like...
Always gets BAM in, by the way, Hannah. BAM!
Who's,
just in case you
BAM?
The BAM, Ben Atkinson Method.
.com. Oh, sign
so
up. First week's free.
Know that.
There we go. No, it's great. It was a great segue. Well done. I'll give you the commission later. I guess it goes back to that. I have a little saying, which is, I didn't think I'd be this tired when I was living the dream.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, and I guess that's it. But like I'm scraping the barrel, really. That's sort of.
I'm trying really hard.
I'm trying hard to find something to be angry about. But yeah, that's it, really. I'm having a good week. I'm in a positive.
Oh, it's good.
Positive.
What about
place.
You, Simon? What's annoyed you this week?
Sorry to be a bit boring, but
are you tired?
FBI.
Have you
I'm
been
not
bitten
bad.
By?
I was very tired, but I'm better now.
Have you been bitten by a corgi?
It's FBI passports.
Oh.
I know. So today I went to an event today, and on my way back, I've got one horse that needs an FBI passport for something like, and I've got one that needs revalidating. Because it's 4 years old and they run out of validation after 4 years. And it costs exactly the same amount to get them both done. And to revalidate it, all the FEI need to do is put one tiny little sticker on one of the pages and send it back. So it's £216 or maybe £215 to have a tiny little sticker put on the SFEI passport. And if you want to have it fast-tracked, it's an extra £60 to have it fast-tracked. And literally, British Eventing are in the same building, I think, near enough, or in the same park as BEF, and they're the ones that do it. And they can't do it. They think they might have to take 14 days to do it. It's just, I just think it's a rip-off. Like, it's just, it makes it even more elitist. It makes it so much more difficult for anybody to compete. Like, anyway, it has really annoyed me. Then to register with the FEI, it used to be £15. Now it's something like £68 or £48 for the horse and £68 for the rider. Because it makes it so much more difficult for everyone to compete, and I find it frustrating.
So, yeah. Wow.
I love it when Simon's angry.
I just think it's really bad. Like, we've got to make this sport so that it's really accessible, or as accessible as it can be. And we're making it so it's so not, you know, it's so elitist. Who's going to be able to, who can pay £215 for a passport?
Yeah.
Not like, me.
And what does it do? It allows you to compete at FEI competitions, okay? But, like, you still pay, like, a levy when you're entering for the FEI. So, yeah.
I know, I like it. That's a good rant.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a good Simon rant.
It's very valid.
Valid validation about validating.
Hannah's quickly Googling, what is FEI passport?
Do you know, the FEI sometimes comment on my videos. I'm like, they've got a blue tick, but I don't know what happened.
They're going to hate me now.
What does it stand for? Federation?
Yeah, the International Equestrian Federation.
Fédération Équestre Internationale.
Yeah, basically it's international. It's the International Equestrian Federation, but because it's French, it's Fédération Équestre Internationale. There you go.
Internationale.
They are basically the... So if you think, like, we have British dressage, British show jumping, British eventing, all of those, yeah. Every country has their version of that. And they all, when all those countries compete against each other, they all form under the FEI banner. They're in charge of the international competition.
I get you.
So, like, okay. They're the top umbrella that everyone should answer to. And then they relay, like, how the sport should run to the Olympics and all of that. So,
they're important.
They are important, yeah.
I'd at least like those comments, if not reply, okay.
Thanks,
to
Ben.
Be honest.
Thanks,
yeah.
I just want to pat a pony.
Hannah's on there commenting back to the FEI saying, did you pay for your blue tick?
All right, Hannah.
Mine's not really, I'm not going to get all fired up. Like, I feel like mine's just me moaning.
That's all right. We love a moan.
No. Moaning is good.
Moaning's good. Normally it's Simon saying he's tired. So,
oh, Simon. But no, mine's just basically, so backtrack to the weekend, my boyfriend forced me to help him pot a plant and I really didn't want to do it. And it sounds really...
This is good. All he does this is good, like, already.
Don't get it on my carpet. Oh, don't do that. And anyway, and then I was quite erratic over the sink area when I was trying to clean it up. And then I broke his pipe and it was all just a big mess. Anyway, so I was grumpy that I'd wasted so much time with this bloody potted plant. And then I said, right, to pay back for all this time you've wasted out of my weekend, you have to come and help me film a TikTok today down at the shed. He was like, oh, I don't want to do that. What are you going to do? And obviously I wanted to dress as a man and be a freaking, what was I, a dentist?
Dentist. I saw that word. It was very good.
Yeah, thank you. And then I was like, I want to ride him after, so we'll ride after. I'd done my little dentist video. Then I realised I hadn't brought my saddle down. So I was like, right, can you just stand with Brax while I rush home to get the saddle? And he went, oh, don't leave me with the horse. I don't want to be left alone with the horse. I was like, right, you've got to get used to it. It's my son. So off I went, got my saddle, came back. I was devastated. I came back, he'd found the grooming kit and he was so pleased with himself. But my next video was going to be me pulling all the hair off the horse, ready to give to my mum for Mother's Day. And I got down there and he basically scalped the horse. He was like, look how much hair I've got off of him. And it was all just in the hay, trashed. I was like, what have you done? He was like, look, I've brushed the horse for you. I was like, you've ruined my day. Get in the car. I didn't say that. I was like, oh, well done. Well done. And what? I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Can we go ever so slightly back? Why were you potting plants indoors?
Because it's a dirty, great big indoor plant that he said was growing out of its pot.
Because that was a bit when you're like, you're getting soil on the carpet. I'm like, yeah, you should do that outside. There's a start.
Yeah, fair point, Ben.
There's a tip.
It was an indoor potted plant, but it waited a long time.
Are you not pleased that he was wanting to be involved with your child?
No. Because he just acts so terrified of Brax all the time. So I was like, is it all just an act? Because you've just spent the last 10 minutes grooming the life out of him. So you're not that scared, are you?
What I'm more interested in is what you were going to do with that hair when you gave it to your mum for Mother's Day.
She puts it in a milk carton that's attached to the side of her fence so that the birds can make nests out of it, and it's all she ever wants for Mother's Day. But if it's got hay in it, she doesn't like it.
Oh, no. Disaster.
Simon, was that sarcasm?
Not at all.
Not from a national treasure, Hannah. How dare you?
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what sarcasm is.
Of course not.
There's only sunflower and kittens comes out of his mouth. Oh. Does your mum like birds then?
Yeah, my mum likes all animals. Like, I even had a bloody rat down at my stable, right? And she just didn't. She was like, Hannah, we can't kill it. I was like, Mother, it's going to breed and breed and breed. And then she like kept feeding it sausages. Yeah, I was like, stop feeding it sausages.
We've got, at the moment, my partner James has got a load of goats and they're all kidding at the moment, and he's got a camera, like a night vision camera that he just kind of looks at like in the night just to see how they're getting on. And I think the other night we were at the pub and he turned on, he's like, oh look, and there were like four. They were the most fattest rats I think I've ever seen. Just sat there next to these goats going, hi guys. They were massive. Like a massive.
See, in my head, when you were talking about the goats were all kidding, I was like, well, they just sat around having a good joke, and that's all I could think about.
They're all having a jolly.
Very good. Very good.
Oh right. I'm also going to ask you if you've got this, Hannah. Have you got an equestrian pet peeve?
Yeah, it's probably the bloody turds on a footpath. Like, or not on a footpath, even on a road. Because it winds me up. Like, can we just backtrack to Paula Radcliffe taking a dump in the road when she was running the marathon, right? No one kicked off about that. And this is completely oh, poor Paula. It was because she was running a marathon. It's her sport. Well, I'm riding my bloody horse. And he only eats grass. He's literally turding out hot grass. I don't know.
Yeah, who cleared up after Paula?
Yeah, nobody. And she made it into the news and everybody felt really sorry for her. Well, no one takes pictures of my horse's turds and puts it on the news. It really winds me up, that. That's probably my biggest... Yeah, that one really winds me up. Because I don't know what you want me to do. It's like different to dog's turds, isn't it? They are eating meat and God knows what else. It's mangled, whereas it's just hot grass.
That's the one thing that has annoyed me this week, actually. I've had it happen to me now three times where I've been in a rush and I've run to my car, got in the car, driven down the drive and gone...
You shut yourself.
And gone, what? Oh, no, I've trodden in dog shit. I've put my foot on the accelerator and it's all over the accelerator pedal and I'm like, oh,
woof, that's disgusting.
It's so gross.
The only thing that smells worse than dog poo is cat poo. That is just like an ungodly smell.
Oh, cat shit's awful.
Oh, it's awful. And baby
poo. And they
poo's
do it where
right.
they want to, Jenny. They take a dump anywhere. That
they care not. They care not.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to own a cat and call it Paula Radcliffe.
Oh, yes.
All right, Paula.
Can we have Paula Push Push?
Paula would be a Paula Puss would Paula be a great Puss. Name for a cat.
Pussy Paula.
Paula Pussy.
Well, if anyone thought this podcast was high end, they'll be bitterly disappointed. Right, we have been going for well over an hour. My face actually hurts. We're going to have to stop recording now because I'm getting reflux. I've been laughing so hard. Boys, have you got any other questions for the brilliant silly prune?
Will you come back, please?
Yeah, come back.
Please. I absolutely bloody love this.
Oh, good.
Great.
Yeah, was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No. I never thought it was going to be bad. I was worried about I don't know what I was going to say.
That's the beauty of it. You can literally say anything you want and it's fine.
So. I feel very at ease with you guys because like, I look at myself as like, if I was a body part, I'd be like a mole or something. You know, like, no, it's like an unnecessary thing. It's kind of dangerous if you leave it too long. Whereas you guys are like actual body parts. That you're like legs and arms. You know what? Ben's just like, shut up. This is what I mean. It's gone on too long.
You feel like the coleslaw that's like on the side of the plate when you get your burger.
I love coleslaw.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so coleslaw's great.
Coleslaw's great. I've got a mole. I like my mole.
Do you? You wouldn't freeze it off just to get rid of it?
No, I've not freezed my mole off. Yeah.
If it's on your face, it's a beauty spot. It's very different. A mole is like a gravy lump sliding down your back. That's what I've got.
Yeah, I've got one of those. It's awful.
Have you got a gravy lump on your back?
Yeah.
Simon?
What the fuck is going on?
It's all taking a turn.
I really want to know what body parts Simon and Ben would be.
Like, they'd be like knees. They'd be like, yeah.
Why? You know, is that like... because Simon's bent?
Oh my god. Please leave that in. That's not why. Sorry, Simon.
I'm the resting knee.
You're just really necessary body parts. Like, if you were in a workplace accident and they said, do you want us to cut that off? You'd be like, no, it's worth too much, take it. Whereas me, you just freeze the mole off, get rid of it.
Oh, Dave, I think you're now an essential body part.
I think you guys are just great.
Oh, my God.
You are a legend. Absolute legend.
Oh, well, I think you're definitely going to gain national treasure status after this podcast. I'm actually crying. There are actual tears.
Oh, you are the national treasure, though, Simon.
Oh my god!
Aww.
And a slag,
cheers, mate.
And a slag.
Oh my goodness!
You're a knee as well,
and a knee.
A bent knee.
That was brilliant, Jenny.
Oh my god! This is absolutely brilliant. Right. Well, on that note, thank you for listening, everyone. If you're still with us, if you're on the floor dying with laughter, I hope no one's kind of like, I don't even know what to say now. Oh, we're laughing so hard. My face actually hurts. I've lost my body parts. I've lost my lips. Oh, God, it's just sounding even worse, isn't it? Right. All that is left to do is say thank you very much for coming on the podcast, Hannah. You have to come back.
Oh, bloody love to.
It was absolutely brilliant. And we're planning to take this show on the road, hopefully in September. We're going to go and do some live stuff. So you've got to come along. I feel like there's some like something we have to do with you, either getting you jumping or getting Ben to teach you some liberty or a unicycle performance.
I literally do whatever you want within reason, obviously. Yeah. I will do. I'm kind of bored of sitting on horses now. I'm ready to do something a bit more exciting. If you want me to
juggle
on the horse. Yeah.
But this has been absolutely so entertaining. Thank you so much for taking the time out and coming on. But all that's left to do is say, Hannah, shut up and ride, or shut up and keep creating amazing content in your...
I will do.
Thank you so much. Boys normally sing us out. Can you sing us out as well, Hannah? You've got to join in.
Yeah. Have we got a choreographed song, or are we just making it up?
Shut up and ride. Yes.